Good morning, and a been a while. This is Walking and Talking. Looking at it, it suggests we're on number 8. I'm not sure about that, but we'll see how we go. We'll start with that and work from there. So this week, been a while actually since I've had a chat, and I've got to tell you, it's been a bit underwhelming. I think it's the only word I can use for the last week or so. I had a really nice day. A place called the Royal Norfolk Show on Thursday. Big agricultural show, massive thing that happens in Norfolk on an annual basis, has done for probably about 100 years. And last time I went was over a quarter of a century ago, because I think it's about 1978 when I was at school. And in principle it hasn't changed a lot, but it was a fascinating event. And it's one of those things that you can walk to or drive to or whatever, but I have this feeling in my head that when I got there it was going to be fun, because I was going to see people that I know who maybe I haven't seen for a while who would gravitate in that direction, and as it was, that is exactly the way it turned out. So very interesting. Got to meet the commercial director of Norwich City Football Club as well, which is quite an interesting chat, which I might tell you about another day. So anyway, there we go. So the other thing I was going to talk about this week, which is on the JD getting excited about life side of things, which some of you, very few of you, maybe one or two, might find as equally exciting as me. But I've been playing with LinkedIn and the long form blog posting, which is a new feature that they're sort of rolling out. And I, saddo as I am, applied for early adoption on this and got it a couple of weeks ago and started writing blog posts. And it's really interesting because what I'm really getting into doing now is, if you write the correct thing about a subject which will spread, you can purpose it over a number of different platforms. So if I write a blog post for LinkedIn, I can at the same time put it on Biz Network Guy and in other places as well, on group discussions and different things, different places. And it's interesting to see how the same information or story resonates around different places. What I found about LinkedIn is quite interesting in the analytics you get, and what it does show is like its distribution channel, which I suppose, because it's got so many people that use it, it's not that surprising when 200 or 300 people read your article in a 12-hour period. That's the kind of reach and catch it's got. So I'm quite enthused about this. It seems to be that the only comments I've got have been pretty nice ones. One was a bit of an interesting one about the platform of long-form posting as a whole, and a bit of a moan about it. But I think it's a pretty good idea. I think it really, for businesses who are, hang on a second, looking to get their message out to that, should we call it business-to-business community? I think I've heard that somewhere. Then LinkedIn, you struggle to find a better spot to do it. And the fact that you can now embed video and put in links to your own web territories and things like that, that's technically quite a step forward. And digitally marketing speaking, quite a step forward for these businesses to go and play with. So if you want to go and have a look at my profile, John Davey, you'll find it. And right at the top of my profile, it comes up with these posts that I've been making, and you can get a sense of what it's all about. I would advocate you have a look, and if you've got any questions, well, you know where I am. Give us a call. Cheers.